One of my favorite authors is a woman named Annie Dillard. She writes beautiful things. She writes a good bit about spirituality. And she's written a description of sort of her idea of how you have to teach yourself and learn to discern the presence of God. She wrote about this, "You do not have to sit outside in the dark. If, however, you want to look at the stars, you will find that darkness is necessary. But the stars neither require it nor demand it." In a sense, when she talks about wanting to discern what's in the heavens, but requiring the darkness and requiring going to a certain place, this speaks a truth that Jesus gives us in today's gospel. We need time away, even from the best work, to be ourselves, to contemplate the gift and the grace and the presence of God. The gospel says the apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. And he said to them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." The apostles had told Jesus all that they had done and taught. They had helped people heal. They had helped people learn about grace. They had drawn people nearer to God. But when Jesus heard that, he didn't say, "Good job, there's a lot more to do, keep working." Instead, he said, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." People clamored after them so much for healing that they had no leisure even to eat. This message of coming away and being by ourselves is not something that is widely accepted in our culture today. We struggle with the whole idea of being able to get away and be in silence or be in peace with ourselves and with God. And I think that the main reason we struggle with this concept is our culture's mistaken belief that if I have more, I am more. If I do more, I am more. It keeps us very busy, and we are very reluctant to go away to a deserted place all by ourselves and rest a while. I am reading a book, sort of a secular version of this idea of finding time to recharge. It's called The Art of the Wasted Day. In that book, the author says this: life conceived and lived as a to-do list. Fretful, earnest, ambitious strivers, we take no comfort in existence unfurling easefully as God intended. For the worker bee, life is given over to the grim satisfaction of striking a firm line through a task accomplished. Now, I don't do that, of course. I put them on my phone so I can just erase them. I don't have to, actually draw a line. But a lot of us do this. We know there are lots of things to be done, and there are. But if we find our sense of self through what we have done instead of through what we are, then we become slave to the schedule and to the busyness. The author goes on to describe such a life. He says, "It's a full life, a good life, a lucky life. Still in the sense of life being littered rather than lived." I think that's a bit strong. I think most of us have our to-do lists, but we still understand the need for depth and the need to seek it. But we have allowed ourselves to be taught that our lives should be measured by what we accomplish. The disciples were healing and teaching, the best possible things to do, and yet Jesus said, "Come away." The malaise of our time is measuring our worth and our self-image by the busyness of our days. Now, one bit of fallout that can come from that busyness is that we tend to put God last. We give God some of the time we have left over, or we schedule God for 8, maybe 7:58 to 9 o'clock Sunday morning, and then we go do our other things. But if we put God last, then that is the equivalent of ancient times when a person sacrificed an animal to God that wasn't good for much else anyway. We give God what's left over. And we routinely, myself included, we allow our others into our time, into our places, into our very selves, so much that we have no leisure to be nourished in the spiritual sense and to be with God. We allow others constantly into our lives. We crave distraction. We become fragmented and we cannot hear God well enough to renew our energy and our hope and inspiration. If you're like me, and if you're my age or older, you probably are like me in this respect, you're beginning to see a little bit of trouble with your memory. Not everybody, but I hear a lot of people say, I just don't remember things like I used to. I am willing to bet that a large portion of those complaints relate much more to our inability to focus than on a simple loss of memory. We have so many things going across the screen in front of us that we don't latch on to anything permanently. And if we multitask, research has shown that when we learn something, we store it in the part of the brain that is short-term, and then it goes away. We need to learn to focus and to be, at least for a few moments, quiet and with God. Otherwise, we will drive ourselves crazy. The other wonderful gain to our finding this time is that I think we would be able to push back against some of the negative, chaotic noise in our culture. An article in the magazine First Things says, interior openness to the divine can be a counterweight to the political, social, and spiritual upheaval of our time. It could help the world be better if each of us found time to be with God. And it would help us find union not only with God, but unity within ourselves. In Ephesians, we have a place where the scripture says that Jesus abolished the law that he might create in himself one humanity in the place of the two. To me, two versions of humanity are human beings and human doings. If we're not careful, we become so focused on doing that we neglect our own spiritual nourishment. This passage that says Jesus abolished the law isn't telling us that the law was intrinsically dangerous. It just tells us that it's easy to forget that the whole purpose of the law was to shape us into loving and compassionate human beings. As with many other things, the tool should shape us instead of being our total focus. No matter how important the work is that we do, we cannot do it effectively if we don't sometimes stop and withdraw to practice the presence of God. In solitude, and only in solitude, can I see who God wants me to be. Come away, Jesus said. Come away by yourself and rest a while. Our greatest foe in our spiritual lives, culturally, I believe it is that mistaken belief. If I do more, I am more. We need to learn to rest in our trust in God, because in union with God, we have enough, and we are enough. But we don't get to that peaceful realization until we stop and listen. We won't ever get there by doing more. We are made to be.